Hey guys, Cam here with Pacific Beer Chat, just walking my way up to Fruit Beer Fest here in Abbotsford. So we'll check out a few of the breweries, see if we can strike up some conversations, and just overall have a good day. Alright, we'll check back in as soon as I'm in. Alright, here with Kevin from Silver Valley, Fruit Beer Festival in Abbotsford. Kevin, what'd you bring?
We brought it's called Summer Scarves. It's a red currant saison, and we also have a secret tap, and it's our German style lager.
Nice, nice. And the saison's tasting fantastic, by the way. What do you think of Fruit Beer Fest? First year here?
First year, I think it's a little overcast, but for a bigger guy like me, I enjoy that because it's nice and cool, but it's a beautiful day, a lot of great beers out here, and everyone seems like they're having a great time.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you very much, and cheers.
Great. Thanks very much.
We're here with Josh from Fieldhouse, one of the many Joshes, but the big Josh. What do you think of Fruit Beer Fest so far?
It's just a great event. It's pretty cool to have this out in the valley. I mean, we're kind of the land of fruit and produce and agricultural output. So for us, it kind of makes a lot of sense to have a festival out here where you have so many great beers featuring so many cool, interesting products. And what I think is really interesting is to bring a festival with this quality of beer to the valley is really, really exciting.
Oh, absolutely. And this festival really seems right up your guys' alley. What did you guys bring to the table today?
We brought kind of two different beers, two different takes. One of them is our Apricot Sour, and standing beside our brewer Matt right here right now, he'd probably tell you a bit more about it.
The Apricot Sour, yeah. So we it's all Amarillo hops. We dry hopped and then we added 1,200 pounds of apricot puree, so that's really nice. And then the other beer we bought was the red raspberry and fennel beer. All the raspberries are actually from the BC Raspberry Council. So they supplied us with all those. Super fresh, all local BC grown. And then the fennel is right from Fieldhouse Farm. So we chopped it up and added it in and aged it. And it was coming out super nice.
Awesome. Well, thanks, guys. Anything else you want to add?
No, man. Just appreciate everybody coming out and supporting local products and beer in the valley.
All right. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Fruit Beer Fest in Abbotsford with Sundown Brewing Co. Right now, what did you guys bring to the festival?
This time we brought our Tropical Thunder, Quintessential Summer Ale, and our Hot Mess Express, which is a barrel-aged cherry saison.
Nice, nice. And how do you feel about making the trek all the way out to Abbey?
Traffic was interesting, but it's really cool to meet clients that we don't normally see in Vancouver and see how our beer is received over here.
Well, it's first time I've gotten to try your beers, so thanks for coming out.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Great to be here.
Awesome. And what are your thoughts on Fruit Beer Fest this year?
It's like a mini farmhouse fest out east, so it's super cool to be a part of it and meet people that we don't normally see every day, and it really stresses the brewers to challenge themselves instead of making what they typically make.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks a lot, man, and cheers.
Cheers.
All right, here with Tristan from Temporal Artisan Ales. What do you think of Fruit Beer Fest so far?
It's been good, yeah. It's got a good chill vibe. I'm liking the music and the, I don't know, yeah, it's been good. The wind picked up and made the wasps screw off, so that was good. There was some wasps kicking around, but yeah, having fun.
Yeah, it's a little overcast, but honestly, I'm totally fine with this weather. It keeps it from being too hot and sweaty, right?
Yeah. I'm a man who kind of hates the summer. Like, a few degrees cooler than I like for festivals, but like, I wouldn't want it much hotter. Yeah,
for sure. So, what did you guys bring to the festival?
I brought two different blends. One is called Current Intensity. It's a blend of some beer from some old barrels with a bunch of black currants. Second one's called Fields Forever. It's a blend from some barrels with some fresh whole strawberries.
Awesome. Yeah, and I had the Fields Forever. It's tasting fantastic right now.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, no, it's at a pretty good place. It's been mellowing out in the fruiting barrel for a while, and yeah, it's just been a wild road. The beer's been it's over a year. Probably it's like almost like 16 months old now. So it's been an interesting beer to make.
Yeah, nice. Thank you very much. And anything you want to add?
Yeah, not too much, really. Yeah, just I don't know, keeping out for bottles. There's bottles hitting stores all the time, so yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, we try to find them out here in the valley, but
yeah.
I just got to say thanks for coming out, and I guess it's kind of a homecoming for you in a way.
A little bit, yeah, yeah. It's kind of cool. I don't get out to Langley or Abbotsford very often these days, but it's always fun to come out to these things, see people that I know from out this way.
Awesome. Thanks, Tristan. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers, man.
Hey, guys. Cam just signing off at the end of Fruit Beer Festival here. Most people I talked to said that it was like a smaller, more chill farmhouse fest, and I totally agree with that. It was a fantastic festival, especially for a first-year fest. Avoided a lot of the pitfalls that first-year festivals have. Great selection of beers. A couple standouts for me. Temporal, of course. Oh, they had some fantastic beers. Their Strawberry Fields was just stellar tasting. And the hometown breweries, Ravens and Fieldhouse, both had some great showings. It was also fantastic to see Wild Ambition down from Kelowna and Cranogales Gales out. Just a great selection of beers and fantastic food from DL Chicken and Big Day Barbecue, and also the Gypsy Trunk burritos there. Really, just overall, fantastic festival, great day, and thanks to everybody who participated in the podcast, and thanks for all the organizers and volunteers. That's it. Cheers, everybody. And before we finish, of course, our shout out to Patreon supporters, Steve, Liz from Hop Bower, and Indie Beer Show. So thanks to everybody there, and cheers.
Thanks for tuning in to Pacific Beer Chat. We can be found on all podcast apps as well as at pacificbeerchat.com. If you find a podcast app we are missing on, let us know and we'll endeavor to fix that. Leave us a review on iTunes as it helps expose more people to the show. You can email us at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com. We can be found on all major social media apps at Pacific Beer Chat. Logo design was by Tim, the craft beer tourist. Audio editing done by Cam, known as Cam on Tap on Twitter. To play us out, here is a clip of the song Lothian by the band Conundrum, performed by Kevin Ems. Find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. The song that plays us out is part of our intro.